Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyairam.
And I'm Sitandekile Msanga.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
President Robert Mugabe launches Zimbabwe's food and nutrition security policy, calling on the international community to help fund the country's agricultural sector to improve the food situation.
Development partners and the private sector are urged to play their part by complementing government efforts through providing financial, technical, and material support.
With President Mugabe expected to sign the Constitution of Zimbabwe Amendment Bill No. 20 into the country's supreme law, political parties heighten debate on possible election dates as ZANU-PF insists on June 29.
And police in Harare spark a storm in a meeting with all political parties in the unity government over political violence as they refuse to discuss MDC concerns on President Mugabe taking pot shots at rivals at every given opportunity.
President Robert Mugabe today launched Zimbabwe's food and nutrition security policy, calling on the international community to help fund the country's agricultural sector to improve the food situation. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
Officiating at the launch of the country's food and nutrition security plan in Harare today, President Mugabe urged international development partners to support Zimbabwe's agricultural sector to improve productivity and promote self-reliance.
Government will continue to provide budgetary support to food and nutrition programs. However, development partners and the private sector are urged to play their part by complementing government efforts through providing financial, technical, and material support in implementing the policy.
Mr. Mugabe blamed climate change and sanctions imposed on him, some senior ZANU-PF officials and companies by the West in 2002 for food shortages being experienced in the country. Several parts of the country currently do not have access to adequate food, resulting in the Zambian government promising to help with 150,000 tons of maize.
Given the recent challenges of spiraling food prices and climate change, the food situation in our country has worsened as the number of people unable to meet their daily food requirement has increased by 21% since 1995. As we are all aware, Zimbabwe was renowned for its agricultural efficiency and is the food basket in Africa. However, this status has suffered some setbacks due to the adverse effects of particularly exogenous factors, such as the recurrent and often intermittent droughts that have wreaked havoc on the country, and of course the devastating effects of the illegal sanctions that were imposed on the country by some Western countries following our implementation of the land reform program.
The president said about a third of the country's children were malnourished as a result of lack of nutritious food. Deputy Health Minister Douglas Mombeshora said improving the food situation in the country will help save the lives of several women and children who are dying because of poor nutrition.
It is undebatable that addressing malnutrition brings considerable economic and social benefits, as it reduces morbidity and mortality, leads to resource savings in health, improves education outcomes, enhances productivity, and increases incomes. Improved nutrition will contribute to achieving six of the Millennium Development Goals, including goals for the eradication of extreme poverty and hunger, reduction of child mortality, and improved maternal health. It is therefore imperative that efforts to prevent malnutrition are redoubled so that women and children are protected from detrimental effects of being malnourished.
Vice President Joyce Mujuru, who spearheaded the policy, said the 1995 drought also had a debilitating effect on the country's food stocks.
When the country experienced the worst drought ever, the experience from that drought led the government to set up an intersectorial task force on food and nutrition in 1995, ably chaired by the late Vice President and national hero, Dr. Simon Vega Mzenda, with the objective of coming up with solutions to the country's diverse food and nutrition security challenges. It is that task force which identified the imperative need for the development of a policy framework that would guide the nation's response to the country's food and nutrition challenges in both good and bad seasons.
But some critics blame the poor food situation on chaotic land reforms embarked on by the then ZANU-PF government in 2000 that displaced hundreds of white commercial farmers and their laborers. The policy launched today prioritizes a multi-sectoral approach to the food situation, including research, resource mobilization, and the growing of indigenous crops to boost food reserves. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.